Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of We Just Watched, and I finally watched Offshoot, and we just watched, what, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire?
Yeah, it's to wrap up our month-long adventure of the MonsterVerse.
All right, this is going to be a short one. Solon, what'd you think of the movie?
So I called Taylor like right afterwards, and she asked me the same thing, and I'll just tell you what I said to her. I said they sacrificed character development for more monster fights, and I did not have a problem with that.
Yeah, so this one was crazier than the last one.
Yep.
It was super convoluted, probably more convoluted plot-wise than the last one.
Agreed.
And I still loved it. I think I liked it more than Godzilla versus Kong. The fight at the end was pretty good, although it seemed kind of short.
It did seem short, and it's like they could have done, I felt like they could have done such cooler stuff, but it never went above what I felt like was the best fight scene in Godzilla versus Kong. Like, the best fight scene in this movie still paled in comparison to the best fight scene in Godzilla versus Kong.
Which one was that?
Which is Kong and Godzilla teaming up against Mechagodzilla.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. The one I thought that looked the coolest to me is still King of Monsters, but like two of them, the Antarctica one.
I did like in this movie that you were still getting repercussions from King of Monsters, like Godzilla having to go to like different continents and cities around the world to like defeat the reigning monster in that area. I like that part of that in this movie.
It was interesting though that they're just like, oh yeah, there's just still like 40 titans on the earth.
Is that how many there were?
I don't know. It was just a bunch.
Well, it just doesn't make sense, right? Because at the end of the King of the Monsters, they like seven of them surrounded Godzilla and like bowed down to him.
Yeah, where's that woolly mammoth at?
I guess that's his friend.
I don't know. He's just like, I'm not involved anymore.
They implied in Godzilla versus Kong that they like beat a lot of them. Remember in the beginning opening scene of Godzilla versus Kong, they were like the opening credits, they were like, Godzilla fought this died. Kong fought this guy died. And now it's like the two of them were like the Mad Titans. But now we have like so many more. That part was like, okay.
I also say that like, and you know, this gets into spoiler territory, so.
Yeah, we can't do that with this one because it's so new. So yeah, we got to watch it.
I'd say that, so they set up a new character, a new monster for the final battle that I thought the way they set it up was fairly telegraphed how it was going to end.
Okay. I think both of the entities were very telegraphed. And I think one was more than the other.
I also like at one point I said to you like, oh, it's this. And you were like, no, it's not. And then it was.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. David made a call in like one of the episodes. Either it was King of the Monsters or
well, no, I made it in the movie today.
Godzilla versus Kong. Yeah, but you made it in the past episode too. And I was like, no, it isn't. And I did not think that they were going to do it. But they did it in this movie. And it was like, it was okay.
What was your favorite part of this one?
I think it was like, oh, the part where I was like, oh man, that's like freaking cool was, and I'll keep this vague, but probably was the battle in Brazil.
the final battle.
Well, okay, there's another character that it introduced, another character, and that character I really liked. Like,
talking about Dan Stevens?
No.
Oh, the little monkey?
Oh,
he's in the trailer.
Okay, I guess we can say the little monkey. I really liked the little monkey, and like I felt like the little monkey had more character development than like pretty much any character in any of these movies.
It's kind of funny that when they showed the little monkey in the trailer, I'd say the trailer does a great job of not giving anything away.
Yeah, you really think
I thought that monkey was going to grow or something and meet the bad guy is what the trailer makes it look like. And that is
spoiler alert, that is not what happened. My favorite part of this movie was Dan Stevens.
Yeah, Dan Stevens was good.
And in bringing him on, you know, Adam Wingard directed The Guest, which is Dan Stevens, like, one of his breakout roles. Which, by the way, have you seen the Dan Stevens interview where he's being interviewed on Australian, like, morning show?
Oh, that's familiar.
Where she's like, so I heard you had to beat off a lot of American men to get this part. I just kept thinking about that. But he's hilarious in this. He's great in it. And also, it felt like in bringing him in, the vibe of it felt like The Guest a little bit, too. I hate myself for using the word vibe. But they used a lot of music similar to that. Like, 80s, but also kind of like electronic dance type music.
Like synth 80s music. And it was like his character really liked that kind of music and played it during, like, his job. I'll keep that vague too. But and then that, like you said, that led in to be part of the soundtrack, which I agree. That was, like, pretty cool. It, like, it hyped you up, which I feel like King of the Monsters was just like, all right, this is it. And the lead up to it, and then be hyped up because of the fight and the characters that are fighting. But in this, it had, like, an actual soundtrack where it pumped you up from, like, pre-fight to the fight. I like that part of it too. I think my favorite part of this, in a character sense, which is the only character sense, is the relationship between Rebecca Hall and the little girl.
No longer a little girl, like an actual 14-year-old, probably.
Yeah, like an actual 14-year-old, not a 20-something pretending to be 14. But kind of like Millie Bobby Brown, who was, like, you know, young in the first movie in Godzilla versus
King of Monsters.
Oh yeah, King of Monsters versus Godzilla versus Kong. And then she, you know, they, I guess what we're trying to say is they use the same actress, just actually in the same years that passed by, and she got older, so they used it in that sense.
I thought she's actually pretty great in it. You know, she's a lot of it. She did have to take over a lot of the Millie Bobby Brown part of just, like, looking anxious and looking worried a lot. Like, that was it.
Well, but she didn't have any lines because she's deaf.
Well, no, but she had other things she had to do too. I'd say one of the issues with this movie is, so there is no, the B plot is basically a C plot, and that C plot is Godzilla. He's, like, very thrown to the side in this
movie. I thought you were going to talk about Bernie.
No, I mean, all that takes place in one spot. Literally, there's only one subplot, and it's Godzilla, which, obviously, spoiler alert, he meets up in the end too. But he is, like, barely in it.
From what I can remember, and we just watched this movie, we I just want to mention that this is the first episode that we're actually recording where David and I are in the same room.
It's not really an episode. It's like a mini thing that you're just making us do.
It's a bonus episode. And then it's in the same, we're in the same room, and we literally maybe 20 minutes ago just came out of the theater. So this is, like, this is new for us, and I like it. It's fun.
And Alon still didn't take notes.
How was I supposed to take notes in the crowded theater? That's another thing, is that I was surprised how many people were in this movie and how many people were, like, cheering during, like, Kong punching, you know, ex bad guys or et cetera. That was you cheering. Yeah. No, but I was actually surprised, like, how into this people got.
But they weren't annoying. They weren't overly loud.
They weren't overly loud, but I think two reasons is, one is, like, Godzilla and Kong being, like, huge franchise, like, outside of just MonsterVerse, but, like, people fucking love Godzilla and Kong. And then this is like a shared universe, so it's built up. It's had since 2014 to build up, like, an audience and a fan base for this.
You know, this is the first movie I've seen opening day in maybe 5 to 10 years, which is crazy for how, like, often I watched movies, like, opening. I used to go Thursday at midnight.
Yeah.
And this is the first one. Ashley and I were trying to think about, like, what movie we had, the last thing we saw with you guys in Atlanta. We're doing this on the pots, whatever. Did you go to Endgame with us?
No, we went to see Endgame at midnight.
Okay, yeah. So I thought you guys might have gone again with us, but
we might have.
We went to the really crappy theater in DeKalb.
No, I went to the... Oh, you went to that one? Oh, that's right. I think you... Yeah. I think we might have went to that one with you guys, but we went to the one in Atlantic Station.
Okay, yeah. So, I just... It's crazy that it's been that long since... That's what kids do to you.
Well, not only that, but like the pandemic too, like really put a damper on like going to see a movie opening day versus just streaming it on HBO Max. And
you
then
know, you know, one thing I'll say though about this one is if you have a if you have a pretty big screen at home and you like it, you can maybe dark room it. Like, this was a good theater experience, but I don't know that I'd be like, you have to go see this in a theater. Like, people have told me, like, Dune 2, like, you have to go see which
one. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, maybe that's partially my fault because I got the backest of the back rows. I didn't know, you know, I went to your place to go see this, so I didn't know how your movie theater layout was. On the map, it looked like the first four rows were, like, very close to the front. And so I was like, oh, maybe this is a tiny theater where even if you're in the back, you're still pretty close. So I didn't want to like get a headache, and I did not. And of course, Adam Wingard makes a very nice, you know, less than 2 hour film. So I never felt like this film was dragging.
Mm-mm. No, it's just, it's honestly, it's maybe a little too packed with, I think you could have lessened the plot a little bit to get us to, because it's all similar to Godzilla versus Kong, similar to King of Monsters. It's all leading to a fight in the end. So it's like work. Obviously, they work backwards to how do we get to that fight?
Yeah,
I think they could have cut some steps.
Yeah, and I 100% expected somehow like everyone making it into this movie. Like I was like, when is Alexander Skarsgård gonna get in here? When is Kyle Chandler? Millie Bobby Brown surely is gonna make an appearance. And it's like when they go to Brazil, and I'm like, it's Kyle Chandler and Millie Bobby Brown having a family vacation in Brazil, and then this shit happens. And no, of course not, because that
it's
stupid.
It is weird. I don't think you need Kyle Chandler and Millie Bobby Brown in this one. It is. It feels like Skarsgård just had a conflict, and that's why Dan Stevens got brought in, because he's yeah, filling that role.
Oh yeah,
but in a different way.
It's almost like Rebecca Hall's romantic lead in this film that never really becomes a romantic lead. It's both happened to Alexander Skarsgård and Dan Stevens.
Also, big fan of Rebecca Hall's haircut in this. I don't know what that's for, though.
I like how they called it out, too. Bernie was, like, not recognizing her, and she's like, I got a haircut. He's like, oh, it's short.
But that has to be for another movie. I just don't know what it is. Like, she didn't do that for... My character really wants to try this out in Godzilla and Kong.
The new Empire.
So, and then, I guess this is a spoiler alert, so fast forward, like, 10 seconds. 15 seconds. There is no stinger at the end of this.
Yeah.
So do you think,
is this the last one?
Yeah. Cause they just announced like the 4K set of all five movies. They just announced it. And I was like, I don't want to buy that when the sixth one, you know, is obviously going to happen. And it seems like Wingard just keeps treating it as if, oh, this might be the last, cause maybe it will be.
Yeah, he doesn't know. I mean, there. If this is wildly successful and they make buku bucks off of this, then of course they're going to look at making another one with or without Wingard. Who knows? And it could be an entirely new character set, like the humans from, like, we're not seeing Elizabeth Olsen or Aaron Taylor Johnson in this. You know, we haven't seen them since the first one ended. So it's like we probably won't have Rebecca Hall in the sixth one, if there is a sixth one.
Well, so it's kind of funny. So the last one, he didn't do a stinger. I guess, you know, spoiler, maybe should have fast forward to the end. But last one, he didn't do a stinger because it was during the pandemic. The story was kind of concluded. He didn't know how well it would do. And it did well enough. And now coming out of that, you know, in the pandemic, that made enough money. But if it only made the amount Godzilla versus Kong made now, if this one only makes that, I think they'd be like, all right, well, probably got to call it a wraps on this series, or rebooted a few years down the line. I don't, you know, I've sort of tapped out on the Fast and the Furious series when Paul Walker died. So the last one I saw was 7. And then I've just heard that they've gotten crazier and crazier. I think this is the only series like this that I watched now that is like, and I just started watching it this month, but the only series where I'm like invested in something that I think is so stupid.
Yeah.
But it's so fun. Yeah. I teared up at the end.
I teared up too.
When she had the conversation with her daughter.
Yeah.
I teared up.
Yeah. I think that was the only, you know, emotional part of the movie. Like that was that and something with Kong at the end too. I was like, oh, that's powerful. But it's like the motivation to care for CGI things. It's like, you got to get over the threshold that, okay, am I going to care? Fine. I'll care. The other thing too is like, with the characters being interchangeable throughout the movies, and you know, we probably will never see Kyle Chandler and Millie Bobby Brown in these again. I doubt we'll see the little girl. I don't know her name. I'm sorry. But the little girl and Rebecca Hall. And I wouldn't know Rebecca Hall's name if it wasn't for you, David. But I doubt we'll
from
ever.
The town.
Huh?
From the town.
From the town. That's right. But I doubt we'll ever see them again. And
Kaylee Hoddle?
Sure. Yeah, Kaylee Hoddle. The way, and I don't know if this is a spoiler, so maybe I'll put something when we just from like the midpoint of this episode, I'll just say, hey, from now it's like the spoiler half. Okay. But I just want to say that the part where it ends and how it leaves off Godzilla and Kong, it leaves it so generically open-ended that you could end it completely, or you could continue it. And so at that point, it's like, it's like, I don't care enough to be like really like going on Reddit and rooting for another one. But if there is another one that comes out in the same universe down the line, it'd be a happy surprise.
Yeah, we'll go for sure. It is crazy. And this is the last thought I have, is that you start this month with Godzilla, the 2014, how different that is than what we just watched.
Tone and everything.
Yeah, it's completely. It doesn't. The fact that it's in the same universe is crazy.
Yeah.
But I think I would definitely, if you like the first four of these, then this is right up your alley. I mean, it definitely,
if you like the fact
it focuses on the humans quite a bit, but
yeah. But if you like the fact that they get crazier and crazier as they go along, then you'll like this one. I just last thought I had with this. Spoiler alert, but you guys know that. I'll maybe even put a time mark in there. But when he has the mechanical arm,
that's the first real spoiler.
Yeah, that's the. But I mean, you see that in the trailer too, so you know whatever. Okay. But when he has the mechanical arm, I was just wanting someone being like, "It's Iron Monkey."
Well, thanks for listening to our first episode of
bonus episode
we just watched. I'm David.
And I'm Alon, and we just watched Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.